Welcome, everyone, to the Blessings of Christ on January the 24th, 2021. And we are blessed that we can be together. We are blessed that we can hold one another in our hearts, in our prayers, in our love. And I am delighted to be here with you. So we already have some people that have logged in to make their request for blessing or their comments on life or blessings they received. We're open for any kind of short message you want to offer to our community. We've been running over quite a bit lately because so many people have wanted to talk, so let's focus on keeping it kind of short. If it looks like we don't have that many callers on the board, I'll just let you know and you can keep talking. Okay, Jerome, you are on.
Well, blessings, Glenda, with everything, and Yeshua ben Yosef, but a special blessings for our country now, for our new president and vice president, for the Congress, for all of the virus that's going on, and for all of our political system to be with God and Yeshua's spirit of love, light, complete, and understanding.
Absolutely. Amen.
Amen.
That is my prayer every day. Yeah. Okay. And you're included. You and your family. I hope all is well there.
Okay.
Okay. Stephen, I'm opening your line and you are on.
Blessings, Glenda, and everybody in the community. Thank you. And I just want to share with you, Glenda, and everybody here, actually, how deeply touched and moved I've been recently by just going over the content of your Faithful Heart webinar. And I'm just getting chills even just sharing this. That information is just transforming me on levels that I've never experienced. And I just want to say thank you. It is very, very profound for me personally. And I am just experiencing deeper and deeper levels of really what faith is all about and the power of faith and the implementation of faith. And it is really phenomenal for me personally. So, with that being said, in faith, I just would like to offer a blessing to my good friend Vanessa overcoming lung cancer, my cousin Stuart overcoming brain cancer, my friend Samantha going through some release of trauma, and my sister Lisa, and also just for my own healing on a lot of different levels. So that's it. Thank you again, and I'm just profoundly transformed through that information that I'm continually reviewing. So thank you.
You're welcome, and I'm so glad you're reviewing it because there are so many levels of revelation contained in that course. That the Faithful Heart is the summarization of the life of Yeshua. His entire life was the Faithful Heart, beginning with his conception all the way through to his resurrection. Every miracle he performed, every truth he taught, the entire mission that he set forth for the apostles and for the coming reformation, shall we say, of the human race from a biological genome to a spiritually fully empowered presence on this earth. We can only be fully empowered spiritually when we truly understand the meaning of faith. And we went through the entire of 2020, and I kept asking, well, is there a teaching? Is there a lesson? Is there a webinar? And there would just be silence. It would not be there. And at the end of the year, I realized, oh, my goodness, this whole year was a webinar in faith, because it took us into our hearts, and it taught us that it's the only place we really, really connect with one another. It's the only place. Because let's face it, we do live very different lives. We've been born in different parts of the world. We've grown up in different cultures. We've been taught and practiced different systems of value. And a lot of us, you know, would even have conflicting goals as to the particularities of how our life played out. But when it comes to the heart, there's only one goal that we all share, and that is our immortal union with our Creator that has nothing to do with the culture and the biology of our origin. That's just the way the pathway was set. But the pathway we walk is discovering more and more about the faithful heart. And for those of you who subscribe to our mailings, be sure and check our latest and newest, greatest little products that were amazingly actually given to me for a Valentine's present from Presence on High. It's just something I spontaneously discovered. I was calling our distiller who makes the ingredients for Christ Scent, because we had a particularly high demand for it over the holiday and New Year's event and all the way through all the political conflicts we've had in this country in the few weeks since then. So we were almost out, and I was calling to get a refill on Christ Scent, and I just said, "What do you have that's new?" And she said, "Oh, you'll love to hear this. We just got back the rose that you always loved." And I went, "Oh, don't tell me. It's the wild Arabian rose?" And she said, "Yeah, we have it." And see, that's not just organic. That's wild. And it's grown in the desert where it just survives through its inner strength and provides all of the insects of the desert, which really I never realized until I lived on the desert in Arizona, how rich the desert is with insects. But it provides them with their nectar. And there is no fungus on the desert. There is no need to kill weeds. And so the petals that are harvested are just pure the way God created them. And the fragrance is awesome. We couldn't get it for years. I don't think we've had it for at least 10 years because of political problems in the countries where it's grown. And, well, we could have gotten it, but the scarcity drove the prices up above yours and my economic range. So that's just like what happened with spikenard, beautiful ingredient in Magdalene's Blessing. We just simply can't afford it right now. It's available, but it's like about $500 an ounce. And divided into 1/6 ounce parcels, even I wouldn't pay for that. So we're just going to have to wait till the climate clears up and we can have it again. But we have this beautiful rose. And then we have, she said, "And you won't believe what we have now. It's something we've never had before as an essential oil. It's black rose." And I said, "Oh, really? I thought they were just too scarce to have enough abundance for essential oil." And she said, "Well, they were. They've been the most mysterious, rare form of rose throughout history. And it's only recently they've been cultivated enough that we could actually make an essential oil from them." She said, "I'll send you samples." Well, of course, I already knew what the wild Arabian rose smelled like, but it was just delightful to smell it again. And I said, "Send me all you can." And she said, "Well, we don't have much, but I'll send you a certain amount." And she said, "You let me know what you think about the black rose." I was just literally blown away. I really was. I have never, ever smelled a rose so rich, so deep, so complex, so magnetic as that rose. It just, my heart just flew open. It was like the webinar of the faithful heart put into an essential oil. Everything Stephen said in the essential oil, it was right there. And I thought about what we've all been through in this last year. These were some of the darkest days that I and a lot of my friends have ever known in this country. I know people in other parts of the world have had dark times, but we've never had anything like this. And what it created for us was a deeper sense of rooting in our values and a deeper sense of compassion for one another. And that's what I feel from this rose. And it just came out when this year has been completed. And after we'd had that gorgeous webinar. So it just confirms the faith that I work with every day of my life. Ever since he appeared to me in 1991. So I have been walking on that path in that strength of faith all these years and days. And I don't know where we're going to walk next, but I think we're going to have some profound revelations that cause all of us who are ready to be magnificently carried to a higher level of awareness and understanding. And that's why we offer these blessings on Sunday. I'm here every week for you. And my heart is with you every day when I offer my morning and evening blessing to the world. So just tune in. These days I'm not up quite so early because I'm up very late caring for a loved one at night. But, and I'm glad I started the recording. I thought for a minute I hadn't. Okay, so I'm sometimes up very, very late into the morning hours. So, but life is moving along well, and it's challenging at times. But, you know, we're not going to get out of here with anything but our immortal life and the love in our heart. That's it. So as long as we are expanding that, we're doing okay. And we know that it will just keep growing and becoming more of everything that it is. Okay. Well, Stormy, I am going to open your call because I think my first words of admonition about being sort of slim down the, well, here's Tony. I'm going to save you, Stormy, because I love your benediction to the call. But we do have time. We're not loaded with callers this week for some reason. Tony, you're on, and I'm opening your call.
Hi, Glenda. That was pretty exciting, what you just shared about the essential oils that you managed to get a hold of. That's really sounds interesting. Stephen's comment about the Faithful Heart webinar. You know, I feel like there's a ton of depth that exists within that, and repeated exposure to that is something that I think, like many of your webinars, pretty much all of them, this applies. And you can get more and more and more and more. I'm sure that's going to be one of them. It's going to be a very rich source of exploration for everyone for a long time.
Oh, I know it will be. I know it will be. And I encourage those of you who couldn't show up live to enroll in the webinar because it is archived online and will be there for as long as we can remain online, which I hope is a very long time. So it's there for you. And I think it will lead to profoundly the next one. But I always wait for the calling. I don't push into these webinars. I just say, show me, tell me, lead me to what you want next and where we need to walk next. Then I listen and I listen and I listen some more, because sometimes I'm just like everybody else. I get tuned into the world so much, I can't hear the sound for the noise. And so it takes a little bit of tuning in, and then all of a sudden, there it is. And once I've got it, then I know how better to listen. And I take time to receive the message and time to receive what he's wanting to say. But even after I understand what's going to be revealed, I don't have it all until we get started. Literally, the first lesson is revealed within a few days of the release, the few days of the presentation. It's always that way because, you know, he has to prepare me to listen with a clear mind and ears that can hear and a voice that can speak. So it's kind of like he said to the apostles, the truth is all around you, but not everyone has the eyes to see it or the ears to hear. So that's where, and one of the most valuable places where the Sacred Heart comes in. And the faithful heart carries it up to a higher level. We enter at the Sacred Heart because that's within us. It's within everybody. We learn through living to trust the faithful heart. And that takes a little bit of living, a little bit of loving, a little bit of learning, and a lot of trusting to get there. But when we're there, so much is opened up to us. And I didn't realize it when he was with me, but that's where he took me in the beginning. And then that's why I hit back on the ground with such a thud after we were not in visible presence. He's always been with me, but, you know, the visible presence stopped after the painting was finished. And the audible voice stopped for a while until he was ready to speak through me. And actually, he did appear again on April the 26th of, when was it? It was 1996. And he said, I will speak through you now. And that was in the middle of the night. He actually woke me up. He sat on the end of the bed. I'm used to having the cats jump there, and I thought, boy, Gunner, you've put on a lot of pounds. And I woke up and thought, oh, my goodness, you're here. So we talked for a little while, and then that's when he let me know that I would be communicating for him. But it took me a while to warm up to the idea because I didn't have confidence. And confidence is the first step toward the faithful heart, but it's not the same thing. It's not. Because confidence can actually include a little bit of personal posturing, like, I can do this. I'm up to the job. You know, we'll polish ourselves until we shine. That sort of thing. There's nothing wrong with that, really, especially when it comes to accomplishments in the world. But when it comes to reaching into the unknown, that's a different story. You know, Albert Einstein came to the end of his limits on studying and working through everything that Isaac Newton had presented and all that was known about light and physics up to that point. And he just surrendered to what needed to be discovered. And then it was spontaneously revealed to him on a commuter train as he looked through the windows of the car passing by light post. Amazing, amazing little story that changed the world. And that's all we need, is that little blink of the eye that opens eternity for us to see. That's all we need. It's a tiny moment of actual, true, enduring faith. So, Tony, thank you for turning on the faucet and getting me started on this expression of respect and admiration for everything Yeshua has said and offered us.
Yeah.
But you may have had something else you wanted to ask. Do you want to ask for a blessing or reveal something to us?
Yeah, it's a little bit of an exciting revelation. So there was a gentleman who called right at the beginning of the call last week. I don't remember his name. But he mentioned the alignment in Aquarius that's happening.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually happening in February. So it has started with Jupiter and Saturn aligning in Aquarius, which happened on December 21st, the solstice.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're all kind of tuned in on that. But what's happening now is anytime Jupiter and Saturn get together in a location, in a sign, in a part of the sky, then everything else can kind of group in around it. And they have their conjunctions every 20 years. Well, the last time we had one of these conglomerations in the sky, in this part of the sky, in the sign Aquarius, was in 1962. Because that's the last time the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction, the early 60s, it was actually 61, when Jupiter and Saturn conjoined in at the end of Capricorn. That's where they came together in 1961.
Oh. Okay.
So in 62, they were still transiting Aquarius, and there was actually a total of 7 planets that all came together, and there was a solar eclipse. And this happened in February of 1962. Some astrologers looked at this and they felt this was so significant that they actually said that this was the likely beginning of the age of Aquarius that was predicted for hundreds of years.
Yeah.
So, of course, you know, we haven't really fully gone into that at this point. However, now 60 years later, we have this new alignment, which will have 6 planets plus an asteroid, and that will occur on February 11th with the a new moon. There won't be an eclipse. However, we have a number of things that are also very, very beautiful and significant. This week we have a full moon, and when we have that full moon, the sun will actually be right together with Jupiter. Right now, today, it's together with Saturn. So over these next 4 days until the full moon happens, the sun and Jupiter will line up. So we've got the sun and structure together right now, or so light and structure are working together right now for these last few days. And now what we'll be focusing together on the full moon will be light and growth, light and abundance. So that's the energy for the full moon, which is Thursday. Now, one of the things that's going to accompany the full moon this week on Thursday is that Venus is going to be exactly conjunct with Pluto. So that's really lovely. So we have the energy of Venus, love, beauty, and truth, and life.
Mm-hmm.
Is together with the transformative power of Pluto and the energy of divine will and divine love. So they're working together. But 2 weeks later, we will have this significant alignment of planets in Aquarius. And when that happens, Venus will also be prominent on that day because we'll have an exact conjunction of Venus and Jupiter. So for the full moon this week, Venus and Pluto, and the Sun will be with Jupiter. So those are very nice energies for this full moon, which is this week on Thursday. And in 2 weeks, when we have this Aquarius alignment with all these objects together in Aquarius, we will have a Venus-Jupiter conjunction. So both Jupiter and Venus are both being highlighted. So it just seems to me that's fortunate. It's beneficent. Both Venus and Jupiter are considered very beneficent influences. And when they work together, they have an enhancing effect on the availability of beneficial energies, creative, loving, communicative, and certainly for setting new objectives and aspirations. So it's really lovely.
Yeah. It is. And, you know, after having an entire year of challenging alignments and configurations to then enter this year with all of these positive, creative, loving alignments, it's like, okay, this is what I've been waiting for. Here we are.
It's encouraging.
It is. It is indeed. And thank you for sharing that with us. I know everyone appreciates that celestial forecast, because it does reflect back on us the many patterns of the earth. Always, as the great teachers have said, as above, so below, as on the outside, so the inside, and so forth. Everything in this universe is an endless mirror, all the way down to the mirror electrons. Electrons actually exchange through mirroring each other. This has been one of the recent discoveries. So apparently everything in our universe is a giant mirror, which is also part of the holographic effect of the universe, which allows the whole to be recreated from even the tiniest parts. Even the tiniest parts. So thanks, Tony. And we need to move on, because we did call a few more people online after our invitation. Candace, you've been waiting for a while, so welcome. You're on.
Thank you, Glenda. I wanted to say that I agree with Stephen, that the Faithful Heart Seminar keeps enriching me as I keep rereading it. So thank you. And want to say blessings for you, Glenda, that you get your rest. I've been a caretaker, too, and for my mother and sister, and that's most important. And could I please ask for blessings for me and my husband and our children for helping us with the grieving process for the loss of our son and brother, Cameron, and for Cameron, blessings for Cameron's transition to the other side.
Yes, and blessings always for that, always.
Okay.
You know,
and Glenda, I sent you an email, and maybe I can just leave it at that, GlendaGreen@gmail.com.
Okay, I will look for it. Thank you.
Because I didn't get the coupon yet, so let's leave it at that. Thank you.
Oh, okay, I will get back with you, Candace. I will. And I apologize if I have overlooked anyone else's email. But sometimes I get several hundred a day, and these challenging days have changed my priorities tremendously. So I will double check everything. And thank you. Mara, you're on, and welcome.
Hello.
You may need to unmute yourself. Hi, there you are. Okay.
Oh. I didn't quite hear. I couldn't tell if it was my name. I'm sorry. But, okay, I just would like to give gratitude to Yeshua, the universe, but to spirit, to everything, for the many signs that I see that I am experiencing through before the inauguration, but especially during and since the inauguration, I'm hearing different people. Not that I sit and watch the news all the time. I don't have time for that. However, I have been very fortunate just to happen to turn it on when something really important is being stated. And I won't go through all of them, but, and maybe everybody already knows this if they are on Facebook, which I am not. But one of the most touching things that I heard was there was a photographer that happened to be in the cemetery where Bo Biden is buried. And at the time when the inauguration speech started, he went over to Bo Biden's grave, and he knelt down, and he stayed there through the entire speech, and even after for a while. And someone caught that on his camera. Mm-hmm. And I don't know who it was because he didn't say, but he sent it to one of the reporters on television. And I was so touched because I'm hearing of so many people not fully understanding, but realizing there's something really, really huge that's happening in this country.
Yeah,
and
it is
so gratifying to hear, hear and see things that are so encouraging. Mm-hmm. And then I'll close with saying, giving you a thank you, a request, especially for my family, but especially for Matthew. And I don't know how I would ever have gotten through some of these things if it were not for the Christ blessings and for the webinars. And thank you for that, Glenda. And I send prayers to you and Larry all the time.
Oh, thank you so much, Laura. Well, you're very dear to us, very, very precious.
Thank
and
you.
We love you. So, and you are in my blessing, but I've got to move on. Otherwise, I won't be able to take everybody else. Tina, I'm going to open your line because I just want to say hi to you and ask what blessing you would like.
Hi, Glenda.
Hi.
I wanted to ask for a blessing for my brother who is in a lot of pain, and he's probably leaving soon, and he's not accessible right now. He's a facility. And I haven't talked to him for years. I have a very difficult relationship with him. And so I'm asking for a blessing for him, his transition, and also for us, for myself, my relationship with him, and my mother.
Okay. We have it, and blessings to you, Tina. Thank you so much for just being the love that you are and being a light in our world. We love you very much, and we hold you in our heart and in our blessing today.
Thank you.
Susan, your line is open.
Hi, Glenda. It's Susan.
Hi.
I just want to put a prayer for you to take good care of yourself as you're going through the challenge that you're going through lately. There's somebody that I know who is hysterical. She just discovered that she has thyroid cancer and is going for an operation. And what concerns me most, I don't know her well, but she's somebody that my son knows. And she's very frightened. That's the thing that concerns me most. So I just want to thank you, Patricia. The thing, you know,
yeah.
Put her on
it. Sure, it's the worst part of it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Of course. So,
it is.
You know,
it is.
That's the worst of it. I have tremendous compassion for that she's not very centered from this. She's freaking out. So put lots of light around her, if you would.
Absolutely. What is her name?
Patricia.
Patricia. Patricia, okay.
So also I want to say that that course is incredible, and on the heels of it, it just, if you believe in coincidences, which we all know are not, I'm reading Michelle Obama's book, and it was, there were so many examples of the faithful heart that on the Tuesday-Thursday call, I had to read one, you know, two paragraphs. There are many, but I said, I got to read these two, because I know that those on the call have taken the course. And I said, now just listen to this and tell me this isn't an exact example. I mean, if I knew better, I'd say, hey, you know, on the heels of that course, read the book, because the book has just, like, you know, incredible. So I would just say that. It was great. Oh,
thank
great,
you, Susan.
Great course.
That's a lovely, lovely, lovely contribution. And one thing I want to say about myself, for those who worry about me, I am living in the grace of God. I am living in the heart of Christ, and they keep me strong. So I just got a report of just like a full-scale examination, blood work, everything from my doctor, and everything came back ranging from excellent to perfect.
Wow.
So the only thing I have that stresses me is just a little too much work and a little too little time to do all the things I want to do. So arranging my priorities into a new formula is one of my biggest challenges right now, because I just don't have time for some of the other things that I truly, truly love. And I want to apologize to everyone if I have not answered your email or your text or any other inquiry you've made. I promise I'll get around to it as God permits and as the world unfolds. So keep me in your prayers always, because we love each other, but don't worry about me, because I'm fine. And life moves on. You know, this, we just have to keep expanding to where we find the larger definition of what life is. And that's what it's all about. Stormy, would you like to bring us into our benediction now?
Yes, a phrase that I have been living as since the beginning. Freely I give, freely I receive. Freely I give, freely I receive. And I want to add the Nigerian family on this call and let you know that for the last 2 weeks, I have been placing the hand of God upon the hands of the family in Nigeria that you are close with.
Oh, that is so sweet. Thank you so much. Because I do worry about them, and I certainly can't do everything I would like to do, but I pray as you do, and I know that everything is fine, and it will be fine. We walk in faith, and we hold the hands of God, and we move through to whatever life is going to present us. And it sometimes shocks us. It sometimes brings us to our knees. It sometimes brings us into grief. But the grief is a purging and cleansing emotion. I never understood before, until these days, what Yeshua really meant when he said, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be happy. In other words, those who can release will discover the light and will discover the greater blessings of life. And so letting go and grieving and discovering the larger definition of life is a very big part of life. And no one's going to get around it. No one. I mean, we're all going to face it in the loss of loved ones, we're all going to face it ourselves. And the way we prepare ourselves is through the way we live and through what we open ourselves up to discover as the blessings of revelation. Okay. So,
I do want to add this, Glenda, and to bring some joy and humor into our blessing, to raise the vibrational level up. Remember, there are only 36 hours in the day. You'll just have to wait another day to get it done.
Yes, I love that, Stormy. Thank you so much.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, you're very loved, Stormy, and we're so glad you're here. Desmond, you keep flashing on and off, and I never catch you. So I'm just consider that I have received the fact that you're there, and I'm holding you in my heart. Let us move on with the blessing, everybody, because we are moving into the 36 hours right now, and Stormy was fond of reminding us. And Stormy, I'm going to mute your call so that we are, everyone other than me is muted, and we can have a silent background. Just relax in your chair or your bed or wherever you are, but be where you can be relaxed and without your arms and legs crossed. There's a very, very good reason for it. This is not yoga. It's not about elongating or stretching your body. It's about pulling energy from heaven to earth and back from earth to heaven. Remember the mirroring effect that I mentioned early? Okay. The earth mirrors heaven. Heaven mirrors the earth. And that energy is going to pass through you. And you don't want it to cross through your legs and your arms. It will, maybe not on every transit, but on some of the transits through you, it will cross over in your heart. And that's because it's confirming the unity of heaven and earth and your unity with heaven and earth. So it will cross in your heart. And that's the only place you want the energy to cross over. No other extremities. Please, because that strengthens you. And any other crossing of energy is just a distraction or a depletion of the energy away from its most powerful transit line. Now, if you'll just relax, take a very deep breath. Just inhale until you've stretched your lungs. Hold it for a few seconds. And then slowly release it. Don't just blow it out, but experience the release of your breath as a gift you're giving back to life until your lungs are just empty with air, completely void. And then draw it in slowly again, savoring every new half inch of it. Air in your lungs until they're full and expanding, and you hold them completely, and then you slowly release them again. Now, if you will continue this breath, I will say a prayer to Yeshua, and when I'm finished, you will start your prayer. The importance of your prayer is you draw into your life and into the attention of your needs, the blessings of Christ that we, the blessing givers, are merely conveying. We're not the source of it. The source is our Heavenly Father, passing through the life of Christ and conveyed by the Holy Spirit. Yeshua, we thank you for being with us. We know that you walk with us every step of our life because you are, were, and will be the incarnate presence of God, who walks among us and reveals to us all that we can be. We ask that you show us the divinity within and that which we are called to receive into ourselves. We ask that you open us up to a powerful blessing today, for ourselves, for our loved ones, for our country, for our world, and for all of those who serve to bring a greater peace, love, and abundance into our human community and into all of our life forms, our animals, our plants, our earth and our planets, all of the beautiful created forms that are simply patterns of love. We thank you for them, and we ask to behold their beauty in silence, in reverence, receiving your love as we convey the blessing. Amen. Blessing givers, if you will join me, let's start. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now, it's for you to finish receiving. So go and rest. Just lie down, be quiet, close your eyes, and don't think. Don't even pray in verbal form. In silent form, it's okay. But don't put any words in your mind. Don't put any thoughts through you. Just be a blank slate and let God write on that blank slate. Goodbye for now. Much love, and I look forward to being with you next Sunday. Have a very blessed week.